Yo no olvido el año viejo, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Que yo no olvido el año viejo, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra. Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra. Que me dejó y me dejó una suegra bonita y Carmen me regaló una cadenita. Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Guillermo Brown. That's not me.
This is Mark Steiner. Guillermo's in the studio.
All right, yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mark. Yeah, great.
It's New Year's Eve. Guillermo Brown, of course, host of Fiesta Musical, 8:30 to midnight every Tuesday.
Right.
One of my favorite nights on the air.
Thank you. Yeah, well, we're hearing some classic sounds of Año Nuevo sounds from Latin America.
Where's this from?
This is Orquesta Tarraco y Ron. They're a group based in L.A., but they're Venezuelans, Colombians. They're a mixture. But this is a classic song that a lot of groups have done, talking about the old year, El Año Viejo. And it's the old year. I can't forget the old year because the old year left me a lot of different things. Left me a lot of good things. But it's funny the combination because it left me a chiva. It left me a goat. And it left me a burro. It left me a donkey. And it left me a yegua, a mare, and it left me a buena suegra, a good mother-in-law. So it's all you need, right?
A good mother-in-law, a goat.
And a donkey.
And a donkey.
You're good to go.
Did you put the mother-in-law on the burro?
But I love that. It's such a classic sound. And, I mean, you hear this in Latin America, and it's like, you know, it's holidays. You know, it's the holiday time. And
makes you want to dance.
Yeah, exactly. So yes, it's a great sound of just, you know, New Year's in Latin America is kind of it's family, it's coming together, it's getting together with friends and family, and there's so many important traditions that are coming together with family.
So it is. It's not built around going out and partying as much.
Well, or is it? There is, but I just noticed that traditionally so many people, it's getting together and having a meal with the family. Maybe we'll go out later, but the important thing is to have that and to be able to see your mama, to see your mother before you, and it's like you got to be there with the family first. And that's the key thing.
This is a classic sound. I love this. I really do.
But, yeah, it's a very, very happy upbeat.
Because, you know, we have this idea about Latino music as if it's some kind of, you know, homogenous thing. It's just the opposite.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's just everything. And I think it's really great to look at the different influences in the music.
Because you cover that on Fiesta Musical. I mean, you go through all the genres, all the different cultural sounds, different places throughout.
Yeah, I mean, we're you know, the format of the show is classic salsa, Latin jazz, and I stretch it sometimes, and there's some artists that, you know, we just got to do. There are times of the year where we kind of stretch it out and look at the influences. For instance, Carnaval, Mardi Gras. We look at what are the influences of music, because those influences are European and African.
Right.
And we pull them together, and we look at where that is heard throughout Latin America, because everybody thinks Brazil, New Orleans, but you look around, and it's all over.
Well, it is all over.
Yeah.
It is all over. And I think it's important. I mean, this kind of, probably more than many other cultures, the cultures in Latin America, they did marry this African-European world and just created a sound that was
just, yeah,
unique.
It is. And you see it in so many different times of the year, so many different types of music. And of course, here we're talking New Year.
Talking New Year, man.
Yeah.
So what do you have for us next? What are you going to play?
We've got another sound here from the Bios Caracas Boys. The Bios Caracas Boys is, they're from Venezuela, and they're like an institution. They're one of these groups that have been around for forever. And, you know, they're the sound of New Year's parties, Christmas parties. They're that old orchestral sound that you kind of hear in so many different places. I thought, you know, we could hear something from them, from the Bios Caracas Boys.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you. vapor de cartón y un trencito que viene y que va. Navidad, Navidad, compartiendo este pan familiar. Una nube con tres reyes magos cargados de luz y algodón, y un burrito panzón para todos. Una estrella muy blanca y muy bella, dejando su huella de amor en las almas en flor de los niños. Año nuevo con nuevas promesas, como un tronco de lindos colores, y en las manos repletas de amores una linda muñeca que dice papá, y en las manos repletas de amores una linda muñeca que dice mamá. Promesas como un tronco de lindos colores, y en las manos repletas de amores una linda muñeca que dice papá, y en las manos repletas de amores una linda muñeca que dice mamá.
So beautiful. Latin American croon. My Spanish is not the best in the world, but is it Bailando con mi amor?
Yeah, yeah, the dancing with,
dance with my baby?
Yeah. But that, you feel like you're high atop the towers here. Yeah, it's that's your classic sound of the, you know, the ballroom kind of thing.
It's also, you know, it's also we were listening earlier in the week to Nat King Cole, and I mean, it's a croon, but this is also the Latino croon that, you know, that's what this is.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And that group has a sound that's kind of like unique with that kind of that ballroom party sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's so many traditions that are related to New Year's that are, I know in many countries, it's the meal that you have, the 31st late meal. And usually based on the typical foods of the country. So
in Venezuela, if you were back in Venezuela now, what would be your typical New Year's Eve meal to be at?
If everything economically is going well, you're going to have some you're going to have some hallacas. Hallacas are kind of the Venezuelan tamal, and it's a stew that's cooked in a cornmeal base, and then it's wrapped in banana leaves. And hallacas are just an amazing specialty, and there are a lot of labor involved in it. So that's they're connected to Christmas, New Year's, and weddings.
Uh-huh.
But
is it meat?
They usually have a variety of meats in it too. But it's a mixture, and the origin of the hallaca is from the times of slavery. It was what the plantation owners would hand down to the slaves, and they found that wrapping it in cornmeal and boiling it would conserve it longer.
Venezuelan soul food.
There you go.
Yeah, I've never had it. Now I have to try it.
Yeah,
I have to give me a recipe. I want to try this.
And then let's see. Venezuela has what is known for pan de jamón, which is a ham bread. This comes more from Spain, but it's it's basically a loaf of bread that is wrapped in like a roll that has ham, bacon, olives, and raisins.
Mm.
So it's and that's when you see that in the bakeries, it's December. You know, it's like that's basically the only.
Anybody
time
sell it in Baltimore?
Hard to find that. And then there's other things that are kind of just your standard, you know, maybe some chicken or chicken salad, or maybe a roast pork, or and then the rice and black beans is kind of like your standard. And then you have to have your vaso de ron, you know, a glass of rum.
Yeah. Gotta have that, man.
So that's the typical get-together meal. And then, of course, the celebration that's typical from Spain and many, many countries in Latin America is the idea of the 12 grapes at midnight. And the idea being that for good luck, and depending on the country, it's kind of a different rule for it, but it's like with the 12 ringings of the bell that you eat one grape with each of those. And if you do that, then you will have good luck.
Okay, well, I'm going to add that to my collard greens and black eyed peas. And, and one grape at a time, I should be good to go this
there
year.
There you go. Isn't it interesting how many cultures have things that are good luck for around the
year?
Yeah. And that's interesting. The Venezuelan, or throughout Latin America, the idea of making sure you have a clean house. Because, you know, si recibes el año con la casa sucia, that's how it's going to be the rest. If you receive the new year with a dirty house, well, it's going to be that way all year. So you can't do that, man. You know, so you got to do it with you got to have a clean house for the 31st. You know, you got to make sure everything's clean and ready to go.
All right.
And those are traditions that are pretty important.
I like this is good. I'm learning stuff. This is stuff I want to know.
And then
we all want to know.
Oh yeah, and then firecracker, and of course everybody out to the street. That's I love. You know, everybody's a neighbor, everybody's a friend, everybody's family. When you go out to the street at midnight, it's you know, everybody's hugging everybody.
Folks, it's New Year's Eve, and we are just lucky to have Guillermo Brown in the house to bring the sounds of the Latino world to us for as we prepare for the new year and bringing some good jazz leaving along from the classical jazz to Latino jazz now. So, Guillermo, what's next?
Okay, if we could go to the sounds of this is called, it's a mixture. It's Auld Lang Syne, and it goes from Auld Lang Syne into a traditional sound, which is 10 seconds till midnight. And if it's 10 seconds to midnight, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to have everything ready. And that sound is like, it's a neat mixture here that this.
So where's it? Who's singing this?
This is also Orquesta Tabaco y Ron. So
the same guy.
Yeah.
What's his name again? Say it again.
It's a group. It's called Orquesta Tabaco y Ron. Tobacco and rum.
Okay. Orquesta Tabaco.
There you go.
I love it. Orquesta Tabaco and rum.
Okay. So, but yeah, this is a medley here.
Okay, guys, we only have 10 more seconds for the New Year's. Yes, segundo. Thank you.
If that doesn't get you going, getting you dressed off the evening, nothing will. Oh, right. Lord, that was great. So that's, yeah. That's like a Caribbean thing, right?
Yeah, this, yeah. I misspoke. That was Chino Espinosa and Los Dueños del Son. They and Orquesta Tabaco y Ron, both based in L.A., put together this Christmas album, and that's why. Okay. But that's that was Chino Espinosa and Los Dueños del Son. But a Latin, Los Angeles salsa group. And, yeah, but that's the Caribbean sound for it.
Yeah. Get your hips moving.
Right. So that's... That's the sound that you hear around New Year's, and
I love it. I really do. I mean, this is the beauty of our world. All that stuff lives among us, you know.
Right, right.
So where are we going now, Guillermo?
One of the sounds I wanted to do a little traditional sound here from Venezuela, if I could, and this is a group called Maracaibo 15. Maracaibo 15. Maracaibo 15. Right.
Yeah.
And this is a group of artists from the second city in Venezuela is Maracaibo. So in the lake of Maracaibo, it's the oil-producing city. That the state of Zulia, the state that comprises Maracaibo, is kind of very independent in its music and its thinking and its accent in a lot of different ways. And they have provided a mixture of music that is also Afro-Venezuelan in origin that's called the gaita. And the gaita is a sound that's very percussive.
How do you spell that?
G-A-I-T-A.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And it's very percussive, and there's a lot of singing. There's a lot of gaitas that speak of current situations and talk about what's going on. This is kind of a classic one because it's a Viejo Años, but it's a traditional song here. But to hear the gaita sound of this is kind of a little bit different here. And what you hear is the drums are played with hands as well as with a stick, so you hear this tick 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 tick, and they have a number of instruments that are unique to that region.
Where is it in Venezuela?
In far western Venezuela, okay. Near the border with Colombia, and this is the oil producing area. And about the middle of November in Venezuela, you start to hear gaita music, and that's also a signal that Christmas is coming because you hear gaitas.
I can't wait to hear this. Let's do this.
Cuando suenen las 12 campanadas y todos se
reminds me of the Trinidadian music, like the paranga.
Yeah,
it's like it's very similar, no?
Yeah, it is. No, there's a lot of similarities in so many of the styles. Because,
yeah,
they've got common roots.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of common roots between Colombia, Venezuela, and those parts of the islands down there.
Absolutely. But that's Año Viejo, Maracaibo 15, and that's a straight up gaita that you hear November, December throughout Venezuela.
I love it. I mean, this is just, you know, I just want to dance, but there's nobody here to dance with but you.
Well, it's funny because the gaita tells us, and he's saying, you know, the cañonazo is like the boom of the cannon announcing the new year, and if the cañonazo is going to sound, then I don't have anybody to give a hug to. You know, you've always got a somebody done somebody wrong kind of song, yeah. But, yeah, great sounds.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, this is New Year's Eve. It's the Mark Steiner Show, yes, and the other voice you know here in WEAA, Guillermo Brown, every Tuesday night with Fiesta Musical at 8:30 in the evening, and joins us here for this New Year's Eve special here on the Mark Steiner Show to get you rolling.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here, for real.
I love it, man. This is great.
Yeah.
So I hope this music helps you all finish getting dressed, run around the house, have a glass of wine. Don't spill it on your clothes, though.
Right. Be careful.
So where do you want to take us now? Take us to break with something cool.
We're gonna slow it down a little bit with Cheo Feliciano from Puerto Rico. And Cheo Feliciano is kind of the traditional bolero voice, the traditional ballad kind of sound. And he just has a golden voice. He's been singing forever.
What's his name again? Say his name?
Cheo Feliciano.
Oh, okay. Cheo Feliciano.
Cheo Feliciano. He is he's from Puerto Rico, who was part of the original Fania. Actually, he and Rubén Blades just released an album together. They actually sang each other's works. It's an interesting project they've done. But this is Cheo Feliciano doing a traditional New Year song. It's called Amanece el Nuevo Año, The New Year is Dawning.
And a perfect song to hear on our way to break. And we'll be right back with Guillermo Brown for more Latino music for our new year.
Amanece. Veo en el cielo una luz allá en lo alto y me doy cuenta que hoy estamos a primero y acaba de empezar un nuevo año. Buena suerte, no me quejo de la experiencia que he alcanzado con el tiempo. Yo quiero a la vida echarle ganas, pues estoy más maduro que ayer, pero más joven que mañana. Me dejo llevar por mi voluntad, que me ayuda siempre y me lleva a todas partes. ¿Para qué sufrir? ¿Para qué llorar? Si me queda un mundo todavía por delante. Amanece.
This is Mark Steiner, and I want to invite all of you to join me for the 11th Annual Annapolis Summit on January the 8th, between 7 and 10 a.m. at the Calvert House in Annapolis, for a live broadcast. I'll be interviewing the Governor, the Speaker of the House, and the President of the Senate about all the issues affecting our lives that will come before the Maryland General Assembly in this session. And it's your opportunity to ask your questions of our state leaders and to have your voice heard. So please, join us at the Annapolis Summit. Just go to www.steinershow.org for ticket information. The Annapolis Summit is sponsored by Stevenson University, the Maryland State Education Association, Alexander and Cleaver, the Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future, the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Our production partner is VBC. Our media sponsors are WEAA and the Daily Record. Be there.
Navidad, Navidad.
Right.
Guillermo Brown is here with us here on the Mark Steiner Show on this New Year's Eve. Of course, host of Fiesta Musical every Tuesday night here on WEAA at 8:30. It's New Year's Eve, and we thought we'd get you some, get you rolling as you get dressed, get away, go out for the evening. So who is this?
This is the...
I know the song.
Oh, you know the song? Yeah. No, this is the Villos Caracas Boys. They are a institution in Venezuela that, that kind of...
Villos Caracas?
Billo.
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 Billo. Billo Caracas.
Who was the leader. And Caracas Boys. And they were... they're a group that had just that ballroom sound. And this is, of course, you know, the Spanish version of Jingle Bells, but it's very danceable.
Yes, it is. I've never really thought about dancing in Jingle Bells before
there
this.
You go. But again, this is part of the celebration, coming together, people coming. And you know, it's not just going out to fancy places in Latin America. It's people get together. There's a party wherever you can roll back a rug. And yeah, no,
like
seriously,
that.
Because
yeah, yeah.
It's people come together. And what's really neat in Latino parties is they're multi-generational. And you see old people and young people and kids all dancing together and enjoying themselves. And that's what's really, really cool.
I like that.
And it's all about the family, like we were saying earlier. Just the coming together, the meal, the celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking when I was talking about the special foods, in many countries it's popular to exchange the foods, like to go visit somebody and take one of, here I made an ayaca, and you know, we can exchange ayacas and see, you give me yours and I get, and it's just that sharing, that, or I remember people would just like send little kids over here, my mother made this, you know, and it would be some special you know, a papaya sweet or something like that. You know, here, have some. And it's just a great, great time of sharing.
You were saying before we went on the air, you spent how many years living in Venezuela?
17 years. Yeah.
So you really sunk yourself into that place.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I tell people my corazón is Venezolano. I got a Venezuelan heart.
It could be worse.
But, yeah, it's the celebrations. I was, we were talking about different New Year's celebrations and or traditions, and we were talking about, you know, clean house and everything. And I don't know if in other cultures, but I know in Venezuela, some of the old people would talk about you would have to wear yellow underwear because that was like good luck.
Yellow, men and women.
Mostly women. But
I was just checking.
Yeah, I was just saying. But it's interesting how, I don't know if that crosses other. But
yeah, I've never heard the yellow underwear thing before.
Yeah, but just different kinds of things for good luck. Another thing that some countries do, this was not in Venezuela, but I know in Ecuador, I believe they do it. And I have a theory that this connects to the South in the U.S. Because of the African influence.
Yeah.
In many countries, and New Year's, they take effigy dolls of things that were bad during the year. Bad politicians, bad laws, things that were bad. They make it. They make a small effigy doll and burn it. And sometimes they'll put firecrackers in it. They'll put firecrackers in it, and they'll publicly in a plaza or just in the barrio, this courtyard, they'll burn this. Now in Venezuela, they only do this in Easter time for some reason. But and I know in other countries they do it around New Year's, and it's about jumping. And sometimes they jump over the fire. And I believe that that's the origin of the term hopping John, that it was also jumping fire. Around New Year's,
yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And the Hoppin' John being, of course, the rice and black-eyed peas, right?
Right, right, exactly.
So I just got to look into that more because I think there's a connection somewhere back there.
I can believe that. I mean, there's a, you know, the African roots stayed strong all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
There's those connections.
Yeah,
and one of the things that you know, I discovered studying slavery, especially Halle Garema, who made the movie Sankofa, the filmmaker from Howard University. Mm-hmm. One of the things that movie started to show everybody was that because of the slave trade, slaves were traded between Colombia, Cuba, the South.
Oh, yeah.
And so people went, you know, they came, they traded people back and forth all through.
Yeah.
These connections run deep.
Right, right. And, yeah, that you see some of this. And it's, I just find it interesting that there's certain foods, but also celebrations, that there's a root there.
Yeah, no, I love that. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see when your research is done.
Got an assignment to do now.
You have an assignment. This time next year, we want the answer.
All right. At any rate, yeah. But, the dancing sounds that you hear, like, you know, people, like I say, it can be at a special venue, but it can also be simply at somebody's house with the old school record player or whatever, putting on some music. Like you say, rolling back the rug and getting people to celebrate. That's the sound.
I love it. So what are you going to take us next?
We've got a group here called Los Melódicos, and this is I believe this is more of a merengue sound, and this is a group from Venezuela, but this sound is you can hear this sound throughout Mexico, Central America, South America, this particular danceable sound.
Melódicos.
This is the name of the group, right?
Hey! Mamita Melódico, no juegues con la nena. Porque pierdes el tiempo y no vale la pena. Por eso mami dice que en esta noche buena. Los nenes con las nenas con los nenes.
Los nenes con las nenas con los nenes.
¡Pero! Yo tengo una amiguita, se llama Magdalena. Cuando le pido un beso, a ella le da pena. Por eso mami dice que en esta noche buena. Los nenes con las nenas con los nenes.
Los nenes con las nenas con los nenes.
¡Sí! Cuando bailo con Rosa, María y Azucena, Teresa y Margarita al ritmo de la plena. Por eso mami dice que en esta noche buena. Los nenes con las nenas con los nenes.
Los nenes con las nenas con los nenes.
¡Sí! ¡Qué bonito! Los nenes con las nenas con los nenes.
Los nenes con las nenas con los nenes.
¡Claro que sí!
All right, but that was good. That's good. I like that.
Los nenes con las nenas. That means the boys with the girls and the girls with the boys. How the...
No problem with that?
No problem with that, right? And that's a merengue rhythm, which is originally Dominican, but it's so popular throughout Latin America.
Wow.
And it's even for the dance challenged, it's an easy dance to do.
Yeah, merengue, I mean, it's going all through not through all the world, but, I mean, it went through... All Latino, I mean, to Mexico. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
it just became part of...
Yeah, it did. And it's very popular. Kind of a basic eight count. One, two, three. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Do you play anything?
I play the Venezuelan cuatro, which is it's a four-stringed instrument, kind of based on the guitar. It was one of the modifications. And do a little guitar, too. So, you know, I kind of do a little playing around.
You ever play live in the air? No.
No, no. I mean, the show's classic salsa, not traditional folk music. So,
okay.
So I mean, you know, but I just enjoy doing that. I do that, for instance, when we're going to have our Three Kings celebration with Eblo.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be the Saturday, the 5th.
The East Baltimore Latino Organization.
Yeah, right, yeah. Eblo. And Eblo, they're going to be having the Three Kings celebration for all the children that participate in the programs. And
what day is that going to be?
Saturday the 5th, yeah. And that's a great celebration because the kids, they're all excited because the Three Kings show up. And so what I do is do some warm-up songs. I have some of my students come in and we sing some songs, get the parents and the kids to sing. And it's kind of like, you know, the warm-up act for the Three Kings, it's a thankless job because, you know, they want you to get off and bring the Three Kings on. But we get them pumped up and ready to go and then do some Christmas songs.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It's a lot of fun.
I like that. That's cool. So what you got next?
Yeah, okay. So we could throw in another one from the Bios Caracas Boys that talks about the Lindo Año Nuevo. And I think that's the next track there.
En año nuevo estamos viviendo la noche buena y la Navidad. Y los muchachos están comentando que de tristeza está bueno ya.
Felicidades yo te deseo en año nuevo y en Navidad. Felicidades yo te deseo en año nuevo y en Navidad.
Y mi arbolito ya está prendido con sus bolitas y 100 cosas más, con estrellitas de Navidades para que alumbren un mundo de paz.
Felicidades yo te deseo en año nuevo y en Navidad. Felicidades yo te deseo en año nuevo y en Navidad.
En año nuevo estamos viviendo la noche buena y la Navidad. Y los muchachos están comentando que de tristeza está bueno ya.
All right, folks. Feliz Año Nuevo. Happy New Year. We're here with Guillermo Brown, host of Fiesta Musical. All right.
All right. My pleasure. This is great. And some great sounds there. That was the Beatles' Caracas Voice. And that's your party sound.
Yeah, it is.
As we start to ring in the new year.
I like this good way to ring in the new year.
Amen, amen.
So what are you going to ring in now?
Yeah, we got some more sounds. So this is called La Víspera del Año Nuevo, the kind of like the very beginnings of the new year, the right, night before new year, which is, of course, New Year's Eve.
Which is where we are now.
That's where we are. So it's a perfect song.
So that's not what we're hearing now. This is what's coming up next.
That's what's coming up next, right.
As we slide into this next one. This is all good. Who's doing this one?
Same this group? Is also the Bio Caracas Boy.
You like these guys?
Yeah. Well, they're kind of like the standard New Year sound.
Well, that's what we want. Yeah. That's what we need.
Okay.
La víspera de año nuevo estando, la noche serena. La víspera de año nuevo estando, la noche serena. Mi familia quedó con duelo y yo gozando a mi morena. Mi familia quedó con duelo y yo gozando a mi morena. Felicitar con el cuerpo y con el alma, te vengo a felicitar con el cuerpo y con el alma. Año nuevo lo quiero pasar contigo allá en la sabana. Año nuevo lo quiero pasar contigo allá en la sabana. Iluminada, seguro que me tenés. Cuando esté la luna iluminada, seguro que me
tenés. La Víspera del Año Nuevo, that's the Beatles' Caracas Voice, and kind of getting you in the mood to bring in the new year.
A lot of big band sounds, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's a big band sound with that group. But, celebrating and But again, the emphasis also is on family and just coming together and that kind of celebration. And the family, it's not only just coming together to actually, but I remember getting together to make some of the things, like getting together to make pan de jamón among several families, or getting together to make hallacas, which is a multi-person task. So you get a whole bunch of people that they do the different tasks, and it's
So what is in the hallaca? How much is this corn-based, right? You said it was corn-based.
Yes, it's the Venezuelan cornmeal, which is pre-cooked cornmeal.
It's kind of soup?
It's a cornmeal. It's interesting. The Venezuelan cornmeal is more like cornmeal made from hominy. And what you get is some people say that the arepa, or the cornmeal from that, tastes like grits, but it's that's laid down on the a sheet of banana leaf, and then over top of that you scoop into a guiso, which is a stew that secret recipes abound for that, you know, and it has different kinds of meat, chicken, pork, beef, and
vegetables.
I'm sorry?
Got vegetables in there too?
And what they generally do, it's a seasoned stew, and then the vegetables are what they call adornos, they're like decorations. So you put your scoop of stew down, and then you put a sliced carrot. You put, there's different kinds of vegetables on it. And those things, like the decorations, you put an olive, you put the different things on it, and then you have to fold it up and tie it. And, of course, the cornmeal has now surrounded everything, and it's wrapped in banana leaf. And then it's boiled for a good while.
Okay.
And so it absorbs the flavor of the banana leaf, which gives it a particular flavor that, to me, tastes like Christmas.
I love that.
And
so where are we going to get some tonight?
Hard to find, yeah.
It's got somewhere in Baltimore. They must. Somebody's got to be making it someplace.
I know. Okay. If they call the station.
Call. We're right there.
Right.
So while we're waiting for that call.
I think that one song I wanted to include in this selection, I suppose, is not your typical New Year song, but it is a song that does deal with New Year. It's a song that Gloria Estefan came out with in her album that was mid-90s when she was getting back and discovering some Latin roots. And this rhythm is a cumbia, which is a traditional rhythm from Colombia, Afro-Colombian rhythm. The song is called Abriendo Puertas, Opening Doors. And the song speaks of opening doors and closing wounds. So it's kind of like this multi, two things happening, closing wounds and opening doors. And that is very much, I think, what the New Year's about, healing and hope and opportunity. And I think this song kind of speaks of the Año Nuevo. It speaks of the New Year coming, and it talks about how there's a lot of hope in the New Year. And I think that's what we're all looking for. Gloria Estefan.
Después de la noche, brilla una nueva mañana. Así también en tu llanto hay una luz de esperanza. Así también en tu llanto hay una luz de esperanza. Como después de la lluvia llega de nuevo la calma. Como después de la lluvia llega de nuevo la calma. El año nuevo te espera. Vuelve a cantar la cigarra, así es el canto que llevan las notas de mi guitarra, así es el canto que llevan las notas de mi guitarra, como a través de la selva se van abriendo caminos, como a través de la selva se van abriendo caminos, así también en la vida se va labrando el destino, así también en la vida.
I like that.
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
I love the message in it. It's a great cumbium. It's just really great sound. Great sound.
Gorgeous sound.
And, you know, that's a modernized version of the traditional Colombian cumbia, which is Afro-Colombian from the coastal regions, and that was from the time of slavery.
That's great. I never heard her do that before. This is the first time I've ever heard that recording.
Yeah, so it's, and the message there is it talks about hope, healing, and opening doors.
Oh, man. This is great.
And I think that's what we need.
So, brother, what are we taking it now? That our last track before people go out for our New Year's Eve for
right.
The time to hit the streets?
Well, we've got a Dominican artist, Pochi, and he's got another recording of El Año Viejo. But, yeah, that's looking at the old year, looking ahead at the new year, and that's what we're doing.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Feliz Año Nuevo, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
Good to have you here, brother.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Of course, Guillermo Brown is with us every Tuesday night, 8:30 to midnight, for Fiesta Musical. Have a happy new year, everybody. Enjoy. Be safe. Drive safe. Someone, if you all want to drink and party, let someone else not. So everybody gets home safe.
Amen.
Have a happy new year.
Feliz año.
Feliz año. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts for WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.
Yo no olvido el año bien, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Que yo de este año no me olvido, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas.
Me dejó una porra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Me dejó cosas tan bonitas. Yo no olvido el año bien, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Yo de este año no me olvido, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas.
Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Me dejó una chivita, una burra muy negrita, una yegua muy blanquita y una buena suegra.
Ay, 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 mira lo que me dejó. Ay, 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 mira lo que me dejó.
Yo no olvido el año bien, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Oye, mira, no me olvido, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas.
Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Me dejó cosas muy bonitas. Yo no olvido el año bien, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Yo de este año no me olvido, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas.